Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 31st of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google has launched an initiative to directly compete with Amazon by luring more sellers to its own Google Shopping service. Google said it will eliminate fees it charges retailers to allow consumers to purchase directly from its shopping service. Reports note it shows Google's intent to take on Amazon in the e-commerce arena. Dave, a US-based digital banking firm, admitted that a third-party supplier was the source of a data breach that could have exposed more than 7 million customer records. The data stolen includes names, emails, birth dates, physical addresses, and phone numbers, but not financial information or unencrypted social security numbers. Huawei is cutting as much as 70% of its staff in India, according to sources for the Economic Times. The firm is also reducing its regional revenue target for 2020 by up to 50%, follows moves by the Indian government banning state-backed carriers from using Huawei and ZTE equipment. Jens Weidmann, president of Germany's central bank, says the country should tighten regulations following the Wirecard scandal. The company has filed for insolvency following a $2.1 billion accounting discrepancy. Weidmann says auditors should have more insight into transnational partnerships. Two regional governments in Australia say they will start testing road cameras designed to identify people using their phones while driving. Officials in Victoria have approved a 3-month study, while Queensland will test the cameras for 6 months. The states are also considering how the tech can be incorporated into existing cameras. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.